When now that Rav Ches Amid Beis, more or less in the middle of the Amid, let us start. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Behen Toni Rav Chiyim Bekulam Ani Kairi Behen Ha'asura Laze Mutares Laze, that by all 15 Arayis we can make that there are two Yevamis that are falling Leibum from two brothers. And these two Yevamis are two sisters. And normally one would not be permitted to be Meyabim any of these two sisters, because since each one is a Zekuke Leibum, so each one is also because of Achis Zekukasa. But we had heard, if one of the sisters is an Erve to one of the Achim, so then her sister is Mutatem, because she's not a Chaisikul Kosai. And if the other sister is an Erve to the other Ach, so then her sister is also to the second Ach. Her sister is Mutat to the second Ach. So therefore, Rav Chiya said, Bekulam, we can have by all the 15 Arayas, Ani Kairei Bahen, I can make that there are two sisters, and these two sisters are one of the 15 Arayis, Asura Loze, Mutares Loze, Ba'achoysok Shehi Yevemto, and the sister of an Erve, who is also her sister-in-law, Oichei Letzes, Oimis Yabemis. Rabbi Yehuda Metargem Mechamoysei Ve'elach, and Rabbi Yehuda said that this Cheshbin of having two sisters, which are one of the 15 Arayis, he made this Cheshbin from the Erva of Chamoisai, which is the 7th Erva in the Mishnah. Avoshite Bovi Dereisheloi, but the first 6 Arayis that are mentioned in the Mishnah, he did not want to say that we should have this Cheshbin of Asura Laza Mutares Laza. My time. What's wrong with the first 6 cases? Given the bitoy ba'ainzin hu de mashkachas lo b'nesuyin lo mashkachas lo, the only way it is possible they should have two sisters, and these two sisters should be daughters of two brothers, is only shayich, we'll see in Rashi, that these two brothers were ma'anes and isha. So the Erve would only come about in the case of Onsin, not in the case of Nisuyin. But Onsin u de mashkachas lo, b'nisuyin loy mashkachas lo, is b'nisuyin komairi, b'onsin loy komairi. The Mishnah is only, or the Cheshbin is only speaking about a Cheshbin that comes about through a normal oifen, not through an oifen of Onsin. Let us just see Rashi before we continue further. Rashi says, Bikulon ani keire behem, b'chol chamesh esrei arayis de beperikame, all 15 arayis, efshe lehen liyois, it's possible, shtei achoyis, there should be two sisters, neivlois lishnei achim, and these two sisters are falling liyibum to two brothers, v'ha'achas, and one of these two sisters, asura alze mishum achas mikol arayis alolu, one of these two sisters is one of the 15 arayis to one of the brothers, umutaris laze, and she's not an erva to the other brother. Vashniye, and the second sister, Asura Alze, Mishumayse Shemel Va'atzmoy, the second sister is also on the other brother because of the same Shemelve, Umutaris Laze, Umutoich Kach, and because we have this combination, Nimtso, you can have Shtei Achoyes, two sisters are falling Leibum, Misyabmois, and both of these sisters you could be Miyabim. Normally, when two sisters fall, you cannot be miyabim any of them, because each one is a sister of a zekuke, which is similar to an achis ishe. But if one of the two sisters is an erve, so she's not an achis kuke anymore. how it is possible to have all tesva v'arayis should be sisters. Ba'onsin bebitay me'anusosay, the only way you can have the erve of bitay is only if they were ma'anus ha'isha. Kigayin. Reuven onas isha. Reuven was ma'anus ha'isha v'hoylid bas. And he had a daughter from her. Ubo Shimin va'onas anusas ochiv. He was also ma'anus the same woman. V'hoylid bas. And he also had a daughter. Venisu bas Reuven uba Shimin. Now these two sisters, they're achoyes min ha'em. They got married Levi v'Yehuda achiyaviyam. They married Levi and Yehuda, which are their uncles, their father's brothers. V'rehein achoyes min ha'em. And these two are sisters. They have the same mother. Bashimain, the daughter of Shimon, butaris l'Reuven. Ubas Reuven, butaris l'Shimon. V'nimtzo shtei achoyos misyabmos. So we have here two sisters which are falling liyibum, and they can be miyabim both of them. V'chein bas bitoy, v'chein kulom. Aval gav dechol chamishi boved direishem mishtakri benesuin. So Rashi says, why? He started from chamoisoy. Why did he start from chamoisoy? Because benesuin mashkachas, he just wanted a rayis benesuin. So Rashi says, only bito has to be bonsin. The other five arayis does not have to be bonsin. Bas bitoy, bas beno, bas ishtoy, these all, you could have these arayis benesuin also. Aval gav de kol chamishe bovi dereshe mishtakhi benesuin. Esoyel u bitoy loy mishtakha, but since bitoy, you cannot have benesuin, she yeshtei bonoy shel shnei achim achoyis minayim. It's impossible that there should be two sisters min ha'aim, and the two brothers married the wife. She evshe shenosa yevimtoi, she yesh lo bas. It's impossible for one brother to marry his sister-in-law because she's eshe zochiv. So since bitoi can only come about only through onsim, not through nisuin, is leitoni bu asur lezeh. So all these arayas he did not mention already because all of them are a type of a iser, of a type of a bas. So he skipped out the first six arayas. Now let us go further. Abaye said that we could have this cheshbon by bitay manusosay. Also, Kivin da'ashkuchei mashkachas lo, l'maise, it is possible that you could have a suga l'zeh m'teres l'zeh, iboi ba'onzim tehevi, iboi b'nisuyim tehevi, it doesn't matter, al kaponim. So this cheshbin of a suga l'zeh m'teres l'zeh applies by the first six arayis also. Aval eishes ochiv shloi hoya ba'ilomai. But the elva of eishes ochiv shloi hoya ba'ilomai, Loi, that he did not say in the cheshbon, kiven da alibe da Rab Shimonu da mashkachas lo, this cheshbon of two sisters, which to one brother's eishes achiv shaholoye belomi and not to the other brother, and then the other way around also, this can only be according to Rab Shimon, alibe da rabbono loi mashkachas lo, beplukte loi kamayri. So therefore, he did not put this into this cheshbon because it only works according to Rab Shimon, and we'll see soon how the cheshbon works. V'Rav Safra metargen af eishes ochiv shloi hoya b'ilomi, u'mashkachas lo b'shita achi v'alibe de Rab Shimon. And you can make this cheshbon, two sisters, one is an eishes ochiv shloi hoya b'ilomi to one brother, and one is an eishes ochiv shloi hoya b'ilomi to the other brother, and this is according to Rab Shimon, v'simonech meis Neilad v'yibim, meis neilad v'yibim. Now the Gemara is going to explain what the case is. Ruvain v'shimain nisuyin shtei achoyes. Ruvain and Shimon married two sisters. Levi v'yehude nisuyin shtei nachiyes. Now the wives of Levi and Yehuda are no relation at all with Reuben and Shimon's wife. That's why they're called Nachias. We'll see later their sisters also, but they're not related to Reuben and Shimon. Okay. Now we'll start making a cheshbon. Meis Reuven, Reuben died. Neilad Yisachar. So after Reuben died, Yisachar was born. Now, since Yisachar was born, before someone was miyabim eishes Reuven, so to Yisachar eishes Reuven is always osa. That means, as when Yisachar was born, there was an afila liyibum. Yisachar cannot be miyabim her because she's eishes achiv shleihoye belomi. He never was alive when Reuven was alive. So eishes Reuven becomes nesra to Yisachar and he'll never be able to marry her. So, Meis Reuven Neilad Yisachar V'yibem Levi. And Levi was Miyabim Eishes Reuven. Meis Shimon. Now Shimon died. Neilad Zvulun. Now Zvulun was born. V'yibem Yehuda. Now, according to Rab Shimon, that's the whole catch. According to Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon holds that the whole issa of Eishes Ochiv Shleihoya Ba'ilomoi is only if the brother was born after his brother died, but before his wife was Nisyabim. That means Neilet V'achakach Yibeim is also according to Rab Shimon. Yibeim V'achakach Neilad is Mut according to Rab Shimon. So therefore, the Eishes Reuven, which was Nisyabim from Levi, before Zvulun was born, so Eishes Reuven, which is now Eishes Levi, is Mutter to Zvulun. She's also to Yisachar and Mutter to Zvulun. Now we'll see. Now we'll see the case. May Shimon know Zvulun v'yibem Yehuda. Meisu Levi v'Yehuda b'loy bonim. Now Levi v'Yehuda died without any children. V'noflu luhu kame Yisachar and Zvulun. And now the two wives, that means Levi and Yehuda, Levi has Reuven's wife, Yehuda has Shimon's wife, and they're falling to Yisachar and Zvulun. Asura loze muteres loze. That means Levi's wife, which was originally Reuven's wife, is also to Yisachar and muter to Zvulun. Asura loze, and Shimon's wife, which is now Yehuda's wife, is also to Zvulun and muteres loze muter to Yisachar. And the sister of an erve, who is her sister-in-law, you could be miyabim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, let us see Rashi. Dalibe de Rab Shimoni de Mashkachas bo asura lezek de meforish Rab Safra lekamei. Beplukta loy airi Rab Chia. Hasura lezek Eishes Levi ho asura li Yisachar. Eishes Levi is also to Yisachar. Shebo umotzo asura olav mizikas Reuven shleihoye beilomai. When Yisachar was born, Reuven had just died. Levi had as yet not been miyabin Eishes Reuven. So he found her that she was a zekuka li Yibum and she became Nesra olav. Umutaris lezvulim. This Eishes Reuven is mutter to Zvulim. Shekshe Neilad, because when he was born, kvar nisyabmo lelevi, Eishes Reuven already was Levi's wife. Ubiyibem ulebesayf Neilad. If the person was born after Yibum, shori Rab Shimon. Be Eishes Yehude, Asurel is Zvulun, because Zvulun was born after Shimon died, before Yehuda was Miyabba. Bishum Shimon Shleihaya by Lomai, or Shenoilada, when Shimon was born, Motza Beisa Umataras Li Yisocha. So that is the case of Eishes Achiv Shleihaya by Lomai, with six brothers, we can make the case, Reuven and Shimon, who were the, and then later the Noiladim were Yisachar and Zvulim, and the Miyabim were Levi and Yehuda. That is the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Lama li Yibeim Yehuda? Why do you need six brothers? You can make this with five brothers. Beloy Yibeim Yehuda nami mashkachas lo. And let us see Rashi. Beloy Yibeim Yehuda nami shori li Yisocha. She is mutter to Yisocha. Ubachamisha achim mashkachas lo. And you could make it with five brothers. Now Rashi explains. Meis Reuven. Reuven died. Noilad Yisocha. Yibeim Levi. So now, Eishes Reuven is Levi's wife, and she's also to Yisocha. Meis Shimon, Shimon died, Noilad Zvulun, and Zvulun was born. Umeis Levi b'loy bonim, Levi died without children. V'novlu Eishes Levi, v'Eishes Shimon, and Shimon also died without children. Lifnei Yisocha Zvulun. So now, Levi and Shimon's wives are falling to Yisachar and Zvulun. Eishes Levi, Asura li Yisachar, Mnei Reuven Bai Lo Harishim. Eishes Levi is also to Yisachar, because when Yisachar was born, it was before Levi was Miyabim her. Umutaris li Zvulun, and Eishes Levi is mutter to Zvulun, because when Zvulun was born after the Yibam of Levi, and Yibim v'achakach noilad is mutter. For Eishes Shimon, mutaris li Yisocha. The wife of Shimon is mutter to Yisocha, Shrei Beilomai Hoya. Yisocha was together with Shimon Beilomai. Vasugal is Zvulun, and Zvulun, and she's also to Zvulun, because Zvulun was born after Shimon died. So the Gemara asks, so this Cheshbon, you don't need six brothers, you can make it with five brothers. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha, so the Gemara answers, Mishum Tzorah. That the reason we need that Yehuda should be Miyabim, Shimon's wife, because we want to make a case that the tzoris of the Elvis of Levi and Yehuda, they're also two sisters, and by the tzoris also will have Asura Lazer, Mutaris Lazer, Asura Lazer, Mutaris Lazer. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bishum tzoris, Haide Noket Yibeim Yehuda, that we mentioned that Yehuda was Miyabim Eishes Shimon, Mishim Tzore, we want to find a case that an Erve Patas Atzore, and you have two Tzores, which are sisters, and Asur Zamater Sazer. The boy Lashkuche Nami Betzore, Asur Lazamater Sazer. Imbo Yisocha Uzvulin Liyabim, Yisocha and Zvulin want now to be Miyabim Linishay Levi the Yehuda Horishoino. They want to be Miyabim, not the Eishes Reuven the Eishes Shimon. They want to be Miyabim, the first wives that Levi and Yehuda had had, the Nochiyos. Eishes Levi Asura li Yisocha, Bishum Tzoras Eishes Ochim Shleihoye Beiloma. V'chein Eishes Yehuda Alzvula. V'chein Shah Yuat Tzoris Achoye Zulezu. And the two tzoris were sisters one to the other. V'nochiyis korilu, they're called nochiyis eitzel nishay Reuven v'Shimon, because they're not related to Reuven v'Shimon, but these two noshim are achoyis. Tikenami hashde b'tzoris, asur lezem b'teres lezem, v'achoyisik shiyevemta. V'iloy yibem Yehuda, but if Yehuda would not have been miyabim eishes Shimon, And betook a milsa de rabchi and bison tzarosa. She don't have by tzores asuros amitaros lozer. Dim naflu shtei noshim mi shimon, if two wives fell from Shimon, shteim eishis ach shleihoye beilomai hein. So to Yisocha, both of them are neishis ochim shleihoye beilomai, both of them are aroyis. You don't have a tzore and a nerva. Therefore, you need Yehuda. Now the Gemara is otinach tzore, tzore de tzore meikala meima. How could you have a case of a tzoras tzore that also you'll have a surulas and mutaras laze? So the Gemara answers kagain dohodar v'yibminu nami god v'osha. Now let us see Rashi, tzore de tzore. Michael Amayma, Heichi Koris Asur Lazem Buteros Lazem Beisar, I think the Bob is a Grais, Beisar Tzoris Tzore. How could you have by a Tzoris Tzore Asur Lazem Buteros Lazem? The Tzoris Tzore Seim Namit Nam Pepeire Kamas. How can you have such a case? Ki going the Hodo Yibminu God Va'osha. That God Va'osha were Miyabim Linnishay Levi v'Yehuda Harishaynis. They were Miyabim, the first wives of Levi and Yehuda. V'lahem Nashim, and now they also had wives. V'yibim God as Ashes Yehuda. V'osha yibim Ashes Levi. So they were Miyabim, the Tzores Erve of Levi and Yehuda. U'meisu God v'osha v'nofl of Ne'yisocha v'zvulam. Nimboim liyabim nishay god va'osher harishaynes. Now, they want to be miyabim, the first wives of God va'osher, which are in reality the tzores tzores. Eishes God, tzores eishes Yehudish, eishes tzores eishes Shimon. Shleyay beilomay asur lezvulun umetaras liyisocha. Chin eishes osher al yisocha umetaras lezvulun. So that is the end of this cheshbon. Okay, let us start the next Mishnah. Shloisha achim shnayim mehem nisuyin shtei achoyes. We have here three brothers. Two of these three brothers are married to two sisters. Oy isha ubito, oy isha ubas bito, oy isha ubas bino. Harei eilu chiltzais v'loi misyamais. So now, these both, the two brothers have died. So now, we have the din keseda of yesh zikir. So each woman is also to the yavam, either altsach achois zikukosoi, bas zikukosoi, so each one is also on the yavam. So therefore, harei elu chiltzais v'loi misyavmais. The Rab Shimon poita. Now, Rab Shimon says, amoira de kechidish, and we'll see the reason in the Gemara. Rab Shimon says, when these two sisters are falling liyibum, they are both pota min achalitze u'min hayibum. Rab Shimon poita. Hoysa achas mehem asura olav iser elve. Now, what if one of the two, now we have here two sisters are falling to the third brother. Hoysa achas mehem asura olav iser elve. What if one of the two sisters is an elve to this third brother? Let's say she's his mother-in-law. So then the din is, so he can't be miyabim the elve. There's no nefila from the elve. And then he's permitted to be miyabim her sister. That means Rab Shimon said, even though I said if two sisters fall the yibum to one to a third brother, so the din is they're both potter min hayibum and min achalitza. That is dafke if both sisters are falling the yibum, but if one of the two sisters is an elva to the brother, so she doesn't fall a yibum, so the only one that's falling a yibum is her sister, so her sister is permitted to be miyabim her. This is not called achois zikukosoi. This is the sister of an elva, which one is permitted to be miyabim. Isel mitzvah or Isel kedusha, what is, if one of the sisters is a shniya midivrei seifrim, she's not an erve min ha-toyre to the brother. She's an erve mid rabbonon. For example, she's a aim imoy. She's his grandmother, which is only an erve de rabbonon. Or Isel kedusha, or let's say she's a chai ve-laven, that really we should say Esed Eichaloisase, but Chazal said we don't say Esed Eichaloisase because Gzeire Birishayna to Birishniya, that means only the Birishayna would say Esed Eichaloisase, the Birishniya would have to give her a get, so they asked Yibub. So if one of these two sisters is an Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha, Chelzois v'loy misyabmois, then the halacha is that you give both of the sisters chalitza, and this is a very difficult halacha to understand, and we'll see in the Gemara what's pshat in this halacha. But let's just go a little in the Gemara to understand Rabbi Shimon a little better. Tanya Rabbi Shimon poiter b'shtaya min ha-chalitza min ha-yibum. If you have two sisters that are falling from two brothers, Rab Shimon holds both of them are potter min ha-chalitza min ha-yibum. Shenemach, he has a posik on this. Ve'isha el achoysa leisikach litzroer, b'sho shenasu tzoris zu lezu, if you have Aisha and her sister, and they become tzoris zu lezu bezike, that means you have two sisters which are falling liyibum to one brother. So theoretically, each sister is zokuk to him. So you have two sisters which are tzori zu lezu. That means if we consider Zike is like he's married to the yevoma that zokuk to him. So potentially, this sister should be married to him, and this sister should be married to him. So it's called Ke'ilu, both are married to him, this Azike, or there should be Azike, and then so you have two wives are Tzoris Zulizu. So Bisho Shenasu Tzoris Zulizu. That means if the Zike is making a woman and her sister Tzoris Zulizu, so then there is no mitzvah of yibum in any of them. Let us see Rashi. Bishor shenasu tzori zu lezu. Kigoin hocho. In this case, shenoflu lefonov. These two sisters are falling to the third yovam. Vinasu shtei achoyes, and these two sisters became tzorois zu lazu bezike. That means there should be a zike liyibum from each sister to the third yovam. And this zike would make them tzoris, keilu both of them are married to the yovam. So if the Zike makes a Isha v'achoysa, tzore zu lezu, or any combination that makes an erve, an Isha bita, Isha bas bita, so the Pasuk said, loy sikach, loy heilecha, lekuchin, afilu ba'achas mehem. So then there's no mitzvah of yibum whatsoever. This is the chiddush of Rab Shimon. Now, before we go further, just let's see Taisvitz. Taisvitz says, Shenasu tzoreis zu lezu. So Taisvitz says, Hainu davkek shenoflu lifnei yavam echot. That means the whole mitzvah of Yibum of these two sisters is on one brother. So then it's called Nasu tzoreis zu lezu, because both of them are skukais to one yavam. But if there are two brothers, and two sisters fell to two brothers, so even though there is a zike on each sister to each brother, but since it could be niskayim, the mitzvah of yibum, that one brother should be miyabim one sister and the other brother should be miyabim the other sister. So that is not considered nasu tzores zulazu. They're not considered tzores because each sister has a brother that could be miyabim her. So it's not considered tzores zulazu. Avol shenavlu lifnei shnei yavamim. If there are two brothers and each brother could be miyabim one sister, so even though each brother has a schus to be miyabim both of them, or each one of the two, but since it could be niskayim, the mitzvah of yibum, that one brother would be miyabim one sister, and the other brother would be miyabim the other sister, so this is not considered nasu tzores zulazu. They're not considered tzores. Is moide Rab Shimon, the Rab Shimon is moide, there's a mitzvah of yibum, Kidisanya la'el Rab Shimon oima yekaimu. We learned before on the Chesa Medalev that Rab Shimon says that if there were two sisters that fell to two brothers and each brother was miyabim one of the two sisters, even though they weren't permitted to do it, so Rab Shimon says, Yikaimu, they're allowed to remain with these two sisters. So we see they're not a rayas, they're not a nerva. It would be a nerva, wouldn't be Yikaimu. So Taisva says, we see there's a chilik between two sisters falling to one brother, then it's considered nasu tzoris ulazu. And when two sisters fall to two brothers, then they're mutter. There's no issa whatsoever according to Rab Shimon. No issa the araisa. Let us go further. We had in the Mishnah, Hoisa achas mehem asura olav iser elve. Now, we had this halacha in the first Mishnah of Abba Achim. In the first Mishnah of Abba Achim, we had that if you have two sisters falling to two brothers, and one sister is an elve to one of the brothers, she's permitted to be miyabim the other sister because she's not considered a chais zikukosoi. She's not a sister of a zikuki because an elve is not zokuk liyibo. Now, the Mishnah is repetitious. Here you're saying the same thing. Ha'isa achas mem asura olav isa elve. Also, bo muta b'chayse, he's not permitted to be miyam the erve, and he's permitted in the sister. So the Gemara asks, hasu lomboli, haino hach, we just learned this halacha, the first Mishnah Abba Achim, that if one is an erve, the other one is not considered achayse zikukosai, because the erve is not a zikuke, and therefore it's permitted to be miyam the sister. So the Gemara answers L'Rab Shimon Itzterich. The halacha we had in the first Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. That is a din of Yesh Zike Midarabonon. One is not permitted to marry Achoy Zikukosoi. So it says in the Mishnah, but if one of the sisters is an Elve, so the Rabbonon Dike halacha of Achoy Zikuka does not apply because she's not an Achoy Zikuka. But here we're speaking according to Rab Shimon. Sal kedai tachamina. Oh, yul va'omar Rab Shimon shtei achoyis leichel tzeis v'loi misyabma. It's according to Rab Shimon. If you have two sisters, that one is not an elder. The halacha is leichel tzeis v'loi misyabma. And there's an israishis ochanit system. So, now, in the case where one is not an elve, if one will be miyabim, one of the two sisters, it'll be oiva nisakoris, he's oiva nisareishesoch. So I would think, if one is an elve, they would not permit yibum on her sister, because if you'll be permit yibum in such a case, so in another case where two sisters fall the yibum, he might also come to be miyabim, and they'll be oiva nisareishesoch. Ligze mishum beiz achoye is da alme, kemash malon, that even Rab Shimon wasn't geyser. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, ligze mishum shtei achoye is da alme. Af al gav, do honami mireishe shaminon, we know from the reishe,
that if one of the sisters is an erve, you're permitted to be miyabim the other sister, and we say there's no isra of a chayze kuket, and we warn geyser that she should be also otu an a chayze kuket that is not an erve. Avol gavdo nami mireishe sheminen. So Rashi says, osam hu la rabbonu lo gazrinu. The Rashi said, according to the rabbonu, who only hold of an Isar the Rabbanon of a Chayse Kuke. Dinami osi le Mishri a Chayse Dama. Let's think what could be if people won't differentiate. And if you'll be matter an a Chayse Erve le Yibum, they might come to be matter an a Chayse Kuke le Yibum. Is leka ela Isar a Chayse Kuke the Rabbanon. So the whole calamity would only be an Isar the Rabbanon. Avol Rab Shimon, the Omar Isar Achayz Zekuke Erve Gemurim. Rab Shimon holds that the Isar Avachayz Zekuke is an Erve Gemure. That means if two Achoyis fall a Yibum to one Yovam, there's an Isar Diereise on each Achoyis, on each sister, the Rachmone Patre. The Torah was mafkia, the mitzvah Yibum from these two sisters, Vekaime Olei Be'iser Eishes Ach. So there's an Iser Eishes Ach on each sister. Is leagues. So what would be if one would be Miyabim, one of the sisters, in a case when none of them is an Erve, so be Eivan Iser Eishes Ach? So I would think, ligzer heicha da achoisa asura mishum erve v'leize kukalei, so we should be geyser. I feel in a case when one sister is an erve, and she's not as kuke, v'neima, and we should say, loy liyabim la achoisa, we should say, you should not be miyabim her sister, that means, here there's a mocking to be geyser. If will be matter, two sisters that fall liyibum, will be matter to be miyabim, one of these two sisters, in a case where the other sisters are nervous, people might not differentiate that the reason they were miyabim because one sister was an ervetim. And they might come to the conclusion that I see from this het of yibum that one is permitted to be miyabim, one of two sisters. And they might come to be miyabim, two sisters ba'alme, when none of them are aroyis. And there's an isa deraisa of eishes och. So our mission is telling us, afal pikein, Rab Shimon wasn't geyser, and if one of the two sisters is an Isar Erve, one is permitted to be Miyabim, her sister. That is what it says in the Mishnah. Isar Mitzvah. Now what is the din if one of the sister is a Shniya Darabonon? She's an Erve Darabonon. So then, it says in the Mishnah, we give both of them Chalitza. That's what it says in the Mishnah. We give both of them Chalitza. Now, before we go further, let us think, what would we say? What should the din be? We would say the din should be, if one of them is an Erve Darabono, so that means min ha-toire, both sisters, there's a zika on both sisters, so both sisters are also min ha-toire, so there's an eshesoch on both sisters, so both of them are potam min ha-chalitza min ha-yibam. That's what should be the din according to Rab Shimon. And Rab Shimon says a very modern halacha. Rab Shimon says, if one of the sisters is an erve derabonon, you give chalitza to both of them, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That means al pi cheshben, both of them are arayis min ha-toire. By both of them, there's no mitzvah of yibum because both of them are nasu tzoris zu lezu bezike, both of these sisters fully yibum min ha-toirem, and both of the sisters, their eishes och becomes osar on the yovam, so the din should be, both should be potam min ha-yibum min ha-chalitza, and Rab Shimon says that for kelt, in this case, we give chalitza to both. So the Gemara asks on this, Issa Mitzvah, so the Gemara asks, for Omar Rab Shimon, Shtei Achoyos, Loichotzois, V'loi Misyabmois. Rab Shimon said that two sisters that fall the Yibum, there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibum, there's a Nisrei Shesach. So here's also the same thing. So why did he give both of them Chalitza? Let us see Rashi. Va'omar Rab Shimon, Shtei achoyois lechotzeis v'loi misyamis. V'hoche amai boi chalitza. Why do these two sisters need chalitza? V'kiven d'midiye reise chozye liyevumi. Mina teure, there's a mitzvah yibum and the shniya also. A shniya is only an erva da rabonam. Zekukehi. So she's also zokok. So it's two sisters, Shenasu Tzore Zulazu, Minatoire, these two sisters are Nasu Tzore Zulazu, V'Rab Shimon Poiter Achoise Kuke Michalitze. So the Gemara asks, so why is it that, so Minadin they should be Poter Minachalitze Minayibum, so why is it that here you have to give both of them Chalitze? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And before we go further, I'd like to make a shtickle diuk in the Lashon of Rashi, and I'd like to elaborate for 2-3 minutes. We have here the din of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says if you have two sisters that are Nasu Tzores Zula Zubazike, that means they're both falling Liyibum, so there's no mitzvah of Yibum on both of them, and there's an Isserei Shesach. There is a Shaila in Achronim. Let's talk about a Isser Kedusha. Now, there's two types of an Isser Kedusha. An Isser Kedusha is Almona Lekoyen Godol Min Ha'erisin and Almona Lekoyen Godol Min HaNesuim. And let's elaborate. Almona lekayin gadol min ha'erisin means that there's alav. That means that the kayin gadol had a brother. His brother died. He made erisin with her. Now, in order for this kayin gadol to be miyavim her, he should be permitted. We say esedoy chaloy sase. The rabbanon said we don't say esedoy chaloy sase because he might be matter to be yishniya. So we said midrabbanon is not permitted to be miyavim her. He gives her chalitza. That is a chai v'lavin. That's mina teire abas yibum. And the Rabbanon said, you shouldn't be miyabma. That's one type of an Issa Kedusha. There's another type of an Issa Kedusha, which is a more serious type of an Issa Kedusha. The second type is almona min ha-nisuin. That means his brother made nisuin in his wife. Now, if he made nisuin, she's not a psula. She's a ba'ul already. So now, when she falls liyibum to the kohen gadol, here we have ein eser doichaloisase beeser. Min hatoyre is not permitted to be miyabim ha. There's no mitzvah of yibum, and the gemara says imbalu loikonai. If he'll be miyabim ha, he's not kohen ha. There's no mitzvah for a kohen gadol to marry to be miyabim achai v'lavin beeser. There's no mitzvah of yibum whatsoever. Afalpikin, there's a mitzvah of chalitza. There is a mitzvah of chalitza. Period. So we have here, so let us talk about almona min ha-nesuim. Almona min ha-nesuim is a woman that min ha-toire does not fall liyibum. She's a woman min ha-toire, you need chalitza. Now let us think for 1 minute. What if you would have two sisters, and let's say both of them are almonis min ha-nesuin. Both of them are almonis min ha-nesuin. And they fall to a kohen gadol. He's the third brother. Is this also called nasu tzores zu lezu bezike? Here there's no mitzvah of yibum on both of them. That means without Rab Shimon's drosha, there's no mitzvah of yibum. Is this considered nasu tzores zu lezu bezike because there's a mitzvah of chalitza? Or do we say that Rab Shimon's drosha, that Rab Shimon said nasu tzores zu lezu bezike, only applies if by the two sisters there's a mitzvah of yibum? There's a mitzvah of yibum on the two sisters. So without being two sisters, there'd be a zika liyibum. So there'd be a mitzvah on each one to become his wife.
So there we have a drosha. If nasu tzori zu lezu bezike, then the Rav Shimon has a drosha that there's no mitzvah of yibum, and there's a nisarei shesach. But almone mina nisuin, that there'll never be a mitzvah of yibum on them. The only mitzvah is a mitzvah of chalitza, not a mitzvah of yibum. Does Rav Shimon's halacha apply by almone mina nisuin? That is a shaila that the Karen Eire declares in the beginning of Abu Achim. He declares, according to Rav Shimon, what would be the din. And the Karen Eire says, you don't need that there should be a zika of yibum. As long as there's a zika of chalitza, so that's also called nasa tzore zulezu bezika. You don't need a zika of yibum. A zika of chalitza is also sufficient. That's what the Karen Eire says. I wanted to bring a raya from our Rashi, not like this Karen Eire. When the Gemara asked, in our Mishnah it says, Oysa achas mehem iser mitzvah oy iser kedusha. So Rashi says, V'hoche amai boy chalitza, why do you need chalitza? Kiven the midiyaraisa chozei liyibumi. So Rashi asked the kasha, because min ha-toyred is a mitzvah of yibum. So Rashi specifically seems to say the cash is only on Issa Mitzvah and Shniyos and on Almonim in Eirisin. That's the only cash. Rashi says specifically. Why did Rashi have to say this? Rashi could have said, Hokivin de Midaraisa Chozi Lechalitza. Why did Rashi have to say, there's a mitzvah of Chalitza Minatayr. That's what Rashi should have said. Why did Rashi Rashi did not speak about chalitza. Rashi said, because there's a mitzvah of yibum min ha-toyre. Now, the mitzvah of yibum min ha-toyre only applies to iser mitzvah, which are shniyis, and almona min ha-eresim, which is only a chayv ilavin. So for Rashi, it would seem almona min ha-nisuim, then that's not called nasa tzoris zula zu bezika. L'chayre, the Rashi is not like the Karen Eire. Al Kaponim, let us get back to the sugya. We have here in the Mishnah says, if one of these noshim is an iser mitzvah, so then the halacha is that both of them need chalitza. So the Gemara asks the kasha, it doesn't make any sense. Since min ha-toyreh, both of these noshim Anasu tzori zule zubezike, so it should be leichotzeis v'loy misyabmeis. So there shouldn't be any chalitza, there shouldn't be any yibum. So what kind of inyan is there all of a sudden to give both of them chalitza? So the Gemara answers, gzeira mishum iser mitzveh di alme. So the Gemara answers, let us see Rashi. Zera mishumis iso mitzvah da'alme, ipotres lohu legamri, if you're gonna go api ikaradin, and you're going to say that these two noshim are potter mine yibam and mine achalitze, man de chozi sova, now a person is going to witness, he sees here, there's one woman that's an iso mitzvah, and she goes out without yibam v'chalitze. So a person who's not too smart, he'll say, "Taima lav mishuma chayzekuke." The reason that this iser mitzvah does not need chalitza is not because she's an achoyz zekuke. He doesn't know Rab Shimon's drasha. Ela mishum de iser mitzvah have ke'erve. He'll come to a different conclusion. Shall you know why this woman does not need chalitza yibum? Because an iser mitzvah, since she's an erve de rabbonon, so the rabbonon said that an erve de rabbonon is potter min ha-yibum min ha-chalitza. A calamity will come out of this, because this person will explain to himself the reason why there's no mitzvah of yibum and chalitza on the iser mitzvah, because an iser mitzvah is a din erve. Uptura min ha-chalitza. And what's going to be? So if there'll be another iser mitzvah that will fall a yibum, he'll paskin, maiserav,
I know there was a ma'isa, there was a nisa mitzvah, and they parted her from chalitza and yibum. So this is also a nisa mitzvah, shishpotim in a chalitza and yibum. And what will come out? Will be matar yibum alashuk. A nisa mitzvah is a mitzvah chalitza min atayre. It won't be such a case like this case that the two sisters, by the case of two sisters, that I can put them in a chalitzim in a yibum outside of Shimon's drosha, because nasu tzorezula zubezike. But we're afraid a person who is not aware of Rab Shimon's drosha, and he'll see an Issa mitzvah that's part of Minachalitza, so he'll jump to the conclusion that an Issa mitzvah has a din erve, and therefore she is part of Minachalitza. So whenever an Issa mitzvah will fall a yibam, we'll say it's part of Minachalitza, because an Issa mitzvah has a din erve. So therefore, they said that the Issa mitzvah needs chalitza. Zeire mishum isa mitzvah da'alme. If you'll say this isa mitzvah does not need chalitza, so a person might come and say every isa mitzvah doesn't need chalitza. He'll attribute the p'tur chalitza not to Rab Shimon's drasha, he'll attribute the p'tur chalitza because an isa mitzvah is a din erve. Period. So the Gemara asks, hotinach ihi. Okay, I understand. You have to go, and you have to say that the Issa mitzvah needs chalitza, in order to prevent a calamity that a people should not be matar Issa mitzvah mina chalitza. But why does her sister need chalitza? The sister is no, there's no chash. The sister, mina teire, she's part of a chalitza v'yibum because it's nasu tzores zulezu bezike. So she's part of from chalitza v'yibum. And so, and they won't make any mistake by the sister. They see she's part of mina chalitza v'yibum. So they'll realize the only reason she's part of is because of Rav Shimon's drosha. There's no other reason to part of her. So either you know Rab Shimon's drosha, you'll find out Rab Shimon's drosha. So why did they say that the Achoisa also needs chalitza? Achoisa ma'ika l'meima. Let us see Rashi. Tinach ihi isa mitzvah. I understand why an isa mitzvah needs chalitza. Achoisa amai chalitza. But why does her sister need chalitza? Tifta mishum achayis zekuke. The sister is meiker adin, a sister of a zekuke, and she's part of minachalitze. The hocha my amrit. What will people say over here? Here they can't make a mistake. Either they'll understand, they'll know Rab Shimon's drasha, and therefore they'll understand why she's part of minachalitze min ibum. Or if they don't know, they won't understand why she's part of. So they'll ask till they find out. So why do we say that she needs chalitza? So the Gemara answers, gzeira achoisa mishum lesa dido. That if you'll say that this sister doesn't need chalitza, we might come and say the Issa mitzvah also doesn't need chalitza. And then we'll have a calamity. So people say Issa mitzvah don't need chalitza. So in order to ensure that the Issa mitzvah should get chalitza, we have to make sure that her sister also gets chalitza. So the reason the sister needs chalitza is gzeire mishum lesa dido, in order to ensure that the Issa mitzvah should get chalitza. So the Gemara asks, v'gabi erve loy gazrina. So my answer shani erve de migma gmiri lo inchi vikolo islo. Now let us see Rashi, what the Gemara answers. Mishum lesa dido, mishum mazel dido, the Issa mitzvah. The reason the sister of an Issa mitzvah needs chalitza is because of the Issa mitzvah. Hailesa yita loshano. You could have said mishum dido. The most said lesa dido. So the Gemara asks, what is pshat in this? Vagabi el veloy gazrinan. Why do you make such a gzeire? What's the din by erve? Dim hoisa achas meam asura olav isa erve. If one of the two sisters was an erva to the yavam, so the din is also ba, he's also in the erva, umutar ba'achoisa, and he's mutar on the sister. Now what's the din? Her erva yoitze b'loi chalitze. The erva is an erva, so she doesn't need chalitze. Her sister needs yibum. V'loi amrinan, there we don't say, Tachleitz Erva, listen, give Chalitza to the Erva, Gzeire Mishum Achoyse Shein Erva. If you won't give a Chalitza, so maybe they'll say the sister also doesn't need Chalitza. And the sister's not an Erva. Really, but we don't say that. If you have two sisters, the one is not Roy Leibum, and one is Roy Leibum, the one that's not Roy Leibum is Teitzai without anything. And the one is Roy Leibum, we make Yibum. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, so here's the same thing. You have here an Issa Mitzvah and her sister. Her sister doesn't need anything. She's an Elbe. She's Rab Shimon's an Elbe. She's Nasu Tzori Zula Zubizike. Her sister, the Issa Mitzvah, does need Chalitza. So just like when one is an Erve, in one, then you're Miyabim, the sister of the Erve. When we're not Mechayev to give Chalitza to the Erve in order to ensure that the sister of the Erve will not become Mutar L'Shuk without anything, we don't say that. Lemrin in Tachleitz Erve Gzeire Mishum Achoisa, Shein Erve, Uriyel Yabe. We don't say that. We said the Erve goes out without anything. The sister will make Yibum. Vohanami, so the same thing is over here also, L'Rab Shimon. Erve Hi Mishanasa Tzoris. The sister who is not a Issa Mitzvah is an Erve. The Nasa Tzoris Ulazu. Why over here, all of a sudden, you're afraid that if you won't give her chalitza, you won't give the sister chalitza? Why are you afraid of that? If there's an erva in a sister, you're not afraid. You may keep them on the sister. And here you also have an erva, here also have an erva diraisa, and you have here an erve, and then you have an issa mitzvah. So why over here you say if you won't give her chalitza, we're afraid the issa mitzvah also won't get chalitza. So the Gemara answers as follows. There's a difference between an erve with a sister and two sisters, and one is an issa mitzvah. By an erve and a sister, the migma gmiri lo inchi. There everyone knows everyone knows if you have one of the sisters is an erva to the yavam, she's a mother-in-law to the yavam. So everyone knows that an erva, there's no mitzvah of yibum, there's no mitzvah of chalitza. That's pashut. That's aleph beis. Everyone knows that. And also everyone knows and understands that her sister, Lav achois zekukehi. She's not a sister of a zekuke, because her sister is an elve. So memele, v'loy osi lemishri achoisa b'loy chalitza. They'll never be mataha without chalitza. That means if an elve and a sister are falling, everyone has the true perspective of this inyan. They realize the Erve is potem in a yibum b'chalitza. They realize her sister is not an achois zekuke, she's an achois Erve, and therefore they realize she needs chalitza. They realize you could be miyabim her. With an Erve and a sister, there's no problem. But Rab Shimon's case, there is a problem, right? Aval Erve dinasu tzoris de Rab Shimon. This Erve, that you have two sisters are falling to a third yavam. This is Rab Shimon's an erve. Loi kula alme gmiri hilchese de iser shtayim shabbos. Not everyone knows this. Not everyone realizes this halacha that these two sisters are also. Not everyone knows this. Ve'imavkis lo beloi chalitze. So now, if you're going to go and say that the sister who is not an Issa Mitzvah does not need Chalitza, the only way you'll say this is because you know Rab Shimon's halacha. So that means a person who does know Rab Shimon's halacha will say, listen, just like the sister doesn't need chalitza, so the Issa Mitzvah also doesn't need chalitza. So that's the one who knows Rab Shimon halacha. And he'll say that both of them don't need chalitza. Which is true, Meikar Adin. So come out a calamity for a plain Issa Mitzvah. So the Marsha explains the calamity is as follows. There's two types of people. There's one person who knows about Rab Shimon. The one who knows about Rab Shimon, so you have an Issa Mitzvah and her sister falling, so he knows Rab Shimon, he knows Minatayre, both of them are Ervis, Minatayre, he knows both of them are potem in a yibum b'chalitza. So this person will say, you don't need chalitza, you don't know chalitza, I got me talk. Finished. And no part of both of them chalitza. Which is true. That's Mikar Adin. Now the Marsha says, but there's another Am Ha'oretz, not this person. There's another Am Ha'oretz going around, and he sees this is a mitzvah, is potem in a chalitza min a yibum. And he doesn't know about Rab Shimon at all. So he's going to start scratching his head and start clarifying, why did this lady, her husband died without children, and she's getting married without Yibam and Chalitza. And he's going to try and figure out, why doesn't she need Chalitza? Now the only thing he could figure out is, because she's a Shniya. She's a Shniya the Rabbonah, a Shniya is an Elve. And we see, Maisa Rab, I saw with my own eyes, Ashniya, they didn't give Chalitza in Yibum. Zarai, Ashniya doesn't need Chalitza in Yibum. So when there'll be another Shaila of Ashniya, he'll say, you don't have to ask a Rav, I know, I saw, I witnessed it, Ashniya does not need Yibum for Chalitza. So the Marsha asks, listen, Oibachachem, you said a beautiful Hezber about this is the Shniya, about the Shniya, why she doesn't need Yibum Chalitza. What's with her sister? How do you explain? The sister also doesn't know about Yibum Chalitza. So the Marsha says, he doesn't know Bechlal about the sister. You'll tell him there was a sister, so I'll tell you, Mustama, the sister that Zichy gave Chalitza, according to my alumnus. Zichy has to be like this. The sister, Mustama, they gave Chalitza, but her, I know they didn't give Chalitza. So he'll build a whole shtick teire that an Issa Mitzvah is a din erve, which does not need chalitza and does not need yibum, and it'll come out a kilkul. So that is what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara is answering that here we have to be consistent because of a toys that one person might make. That means if we're going to go me'ikar adin and say that the sister of the Issa Mitzvah can go without, can this potter without chalitza. So then we have to be afraid if we're going to say that, the Rav is going to pass on the Issa Mitzvah also doesn't need chalitza, which is true. That means you have to be consistent. If the sister of the Issa Mitzvah doesn't need chalitza because she's an Elva Min HaTayre, the Issa Mitzvah also doesn't need chalitza because she's an Elva Min HaTayre. And by doing that, a kilkul might come out by someone who doesn't know of Rab Shimon's din, and he'll come up with a conclusion that an Israel mitzvah is an elva that doesn't need yibum b'chalitz, and he'll be mata yibam l'shuk. So in order to prevent all of this, we said whenever there's an Issa Mitzvah, give both of them chalitza. So memela, both of them gives chalitza, you give both of them chalitza, so no kilkul will come out. This is pshat in Rashi. Then the Marsha brings down a girsa lishna achrine migma gmiri inshi. So the Yashar Shakib explains this Rashi as well. The Gemara is a different type of akasha. V'yodi the loyram yekame. People know that an elve is not as kuke liyibu. And they know that the sister of an elve is not a choy zekuke. So the Asher Shakim says, according to this lashon, the Gemara asked the kasha, why are you matel an achoyz elve
with Yibum, if you'll be Mata and Achais Erve be Yibum, you might come to be Mata Shtei Achoyes also be Yibum. Gemara asked this kasha before, Ligzer Mishum Beis Achoyes. So the Gemara answers, so if you make such Xeris, so the Gemara says, there's no reason to be Geizer, because people know that an Erve is not a Skuke. An Erve has a Kerl. So therefore, there's no problem. So there they weren't Geizer, but here, there is a problem. People don't know Rab Shimon's Halacha, and therefore, it could come about a Kilkul. That's why they said that an Achois is a mitzvah. If one is an Issa mitzvah, Schelatzes, the Loi Mishyabemes. Let us just start the next Mishnah. Shloisha achim, shnayim nisuyim shtei achoyes. You have three brothers. Two of these three brothers married two sisters. Ve'echad mufne, and the third brother is not married whatsoever. Meis echad mibalei achoyes. One of the two brothers that married a sister died. Now, he died without children. The second brother, there's no mitzvah of Yibum, because she's Achois Ishtoi. So, forget about him. So the third brother, who's a Mufna, who was not married whatsoever, Va'osa bo Mufna Maima. Now, the Mufna, the third brother, was not Miyabim, the first brother's wife. He made Maima. What is Maimer? Maimer is Kiddushin, Kesef or Shtar. And as we'll see in the Sugya, let us just say one shot in the Mishnah. L'chayre there's a machlokes beishamai and beishilul. If Maimer by a Yevome is Kaine min ha-Toyre or min ha-Rabbonim. That means, even though the halach is if a person gives an Isha Kesef and he says, all right, mekudashesli. She becomes his wife, min ha-Toyre. If he gives a Yevome kesef, and he says, Areyat mekudeshesli b'mayme Yevomin, there's a machloikis, b'shamai and b'shilul, does she become his wife, min ha-Toyre. So now, we'll see what the halach is. Va'achar kach, so now we have as follows, that there were three brothers married, two of the three were married to two sisters. One of the Baal Achoyes died, and the third brother made Maimer in the sister. Ba'acharkach meis ochi vasheni. And then the second brother died. So now the Shaila is, so the sister of the Baalas Maimer is falling liyibum to her husband. Now, is this Yevoma an Achoyes Isha, or is she not an Achoyes Isha? And that depends if Maimer is koine min ha-Toyre, or if Maimer is koine min ha-Rabbono. Is Beishamai Oimrim, Ishtoi Imoi, Beishamai holds, and let's just say this pshat in the Mishnah, just to get through the Mishnah, Beishamai Oimrim, Ishtoi Imoi, his wife is with him, Beishamai held that Maimer is koine min ha-Toyre, so Memele, his wife can remain with him. There's no zike like this. If a Yevome is zokuk to someone, she's also b'achoisa, because she's achois zikukosai. But the sister that is falling now liyibum is not a zikukia to him. Ishtoi imoi. He married someone. He married the first sister with Maima. Bahalazu taitse mishimachis isha. So for his isha, there's no problems. His isha is not considered achis zikukosai, because the sister is not called a skuket to him. And that sister does not need yibum machalitza, she's an elve. Bahalazu taitse mishimachis isha. So the sister is does not need chalitza, does not need yibum. Bahalazu taitse mishimachis isha. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Moitzi es Ishtoi beget ubachalitze, ve'eishes ochiv bachalitze. Beis Hillel said, we're in a big mess over here. Maimer is only koine midarabona. So let's see what happened over here. This person is married midarabonon to the sister of the Isha who is married to the sister of the Isha that's falling liyibum now to him minatoyah. So Memele is like this. He's not permitted to remain with his wife because she's an achoizekukim. Her sister zokuk loy liyibum minatoyah. So Memele says he cannot be with his wife. Moitzi is ishtei beget. So number one, he has to give her a get. Number two, ubachalitza, he has to give a chalitza also. Why does he give a chalitza? Because lemaise, she fell liyibum to him from the first husband. He never was miyabim her. So now he has to give chalitza. So he gives a get on the maimah de rabbono. And he gives a chalitza on the eishes ameis of the first brother. The eishes ochiv, now, the eishes ochiv that is falling to him to yibum, he can't be miyabim her, because she's achois ishtar midarabono. Midarabono, the balos maimer was his wife, so she's now achois kirushosa, he can't be miyabim either. Be'eishes ochiv bechalitze, so he gives her chalitze. That means before, so when his brother died, Nebuch, not only did he lose a brother, he lost a wife and a yevamah. Zui she'amru oiloi al ishtoi ve'oiloi al eishes ochiv. That means in one shot he lost his wife. Because of this mitzvah of yibum, he lost his wife and he lost the eishes ochiv. He can't be miyam the eishes ochiv also. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, isht, according to Beishamai, ishtoi imoi, the maimer keknuse damye, maimer is equivalent ke ilo he was kainesa. So she says, wife legamri. Bechinof lo achoiso, so now her sister falls to him, loy mitzera hach olay mishum achoise kuke. So his wife will not become also to him als achoise kuke, because the yevom never becomes as kuke to him. In the Yevama does not need chalitza from him either. Mishum achaisisha, because since she's an erva of achaisisha, so she doesn't need chalitza.